in Wington these days. Why is it that so many of them are so wild? That's a question that is being heard more and more these days in Birdland, especially in Wington, as more and more, it seems, of the adolescent birds are getting into difficulties, caught cheating and sometimes stealing and getting into fights and all sorts of things that they shouldn't be, including staying up too late at night. In fact, it's reported that the owl children don't really get in until dawn. Well, the problem, Mr. Kingbird of the FBI, and that stands for Feathered Bureau of Investigation in Birdland, the problem is, Mr. Kingbird says, is with the old birds. And I suppose by that he means the mums and dads. Now, it's not surprising that the owl children stay out so late at night, because their parents are real night owls themselves. In fact, it wasn't too long ago that Mr. and Mrs. Owl were leaving to go out for an evening to their club and to a party. And so Mrs. Owl said to their little son, Hoo-Hoo, "Now, I want you to be sure to go to bed early tonight. In fact, right after the late show, you be sure that you get into bed. Your father and I are going to be out fairly late, but don't you stay up for us. We have a key." Now, Mr. and Mrs. Owl got back about 3 in the morning, and to their surprise, little Hoo-Hoo was still up. And Mrs. Owl was very angry with Hoo-Hoo and said, "Hoo-Hoo, didn't I tell you that you were supposed to go to bed early tonight? I told you that we have a key." "I know, Mother, you have a key, but Grandma doesn't, and she still isn't in yet." But anyway, back to Mr. Kingbird. He says that in these days, because of maybe it's the recession, maybe it's because of the high mortgage payments that birds are having to pay these days, that it's necessary for both parents to work out of the home 5 days a week. And then there are so many activities that they have every night and also for the weekend, that they leave a lot of the upbringing of their kids to babysitters and daycare and teachers and maybe even the Sunday school for that matter. But Mr. Kingbird says that that really just doesn't work. For there is no substitute for the loving care and concern and personal attention that every little bird wants and needs and really ought to have. And so he says generally, though not always the case, that many of the problems of the teenage birds stem to the neglect of their parents. Now, a good example of this, or perhaps a bad example of it, is Mrs. Cowbird. You see, Mrs. Cowbird is too lazy to build her own nest. And she's got so many different activities going on that she doesn't want to take time to hatch her own eggs. The other night when Mrs. Warbler was off to choir practice, led so capably by Mrs. Dory Meadowlark, she discovered when she came back that there was a cowbird egg in her nest. She was furious this time. She said, "Whatever is going on here, twice is too much." Because you see, this same thing had happened last year. She came home one time and she discovered that there was a cowbird egg in her nest. And she wasn't very happy about it, but she has a warm heart underneath those warm feathers, and she decided, "I'll just put 3 more of my eggs there, and I'll hatch them all together." And that's exactly what she did. The only problem was that Phoebe Cowbird hatched out 2 days ahead of the other warblers. Phoebe was such a selfish, greedy little bird that whenever Mrs. Warbler brought a nice fat worm for the family, Phoebe would grab it so quickly, and the other little warblers didn't even have a chance to get a nibble. In fact, they almost starved to death. But nobody was very unhappy when Phoebe left the nest a few days earlier than the others were going to leave. And after Phoebe left the nest, she was selfish. She would never share any of the bugs and the grubs that she caught, and she was even known to steal. One day, her mother, Elsie Cowbird, met her and said, "Elsie, you're a disgrace to Wington. Why are you doing all of these things? Why, you always had everything you wanted." And perhaps that's the reason that she was so spoiled, because she always had everything she wanted. Well, this time, Mrs. Warbler said, "I'm not going to hatch another cowbird egg." And so she did a very clever thing. She put a second floor in her nest. By that I mean she put a layer of grass and of feathers over top of that cowbird egg. And she placed her own four eggs on top of that, where she hatched them out in the warmth of it. I don't know, I suppose that cowbird egg is still there, it'll be spoiled by now. And I guess that explains why Phoebe Cowbird has no little birds of her own. Because you see, really, she was the one that put that egg in. Since she grew up, she has become so much like her mother that you can't tell them apart. Like mother, like daughter, Mrs. Warbler says. And so Phoebe has no little birds of her own, and she doesn't deserve to have. I wish that Phoebe would begin attending services at First Presbyterian Church, because I'm sure from those good sermons of Pastor Blackbird, she would learn that it doesn't pay to be selfish, that you can't really please God when you're selfish, nor can you be happy either.